When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 15th edition. We've got 15 games on slate, all 30 baseball teams for you on one night of baseball, so it'll be an absolute doozy. Hope you guys had a good Monday. The A's late night hammer doing just fine for us, along with a few other things, a few kind of questionable things. Overall, pretty solid night with the Quick Hits crowd. You can find me on Twitter at BDHendrick. If you have any questions, hit us up in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat with all the good stuff right there. We'll take care of you. If you have a rating review on iTunes, I truly appreciate it. MLB DFS Quick Hits. If you listen to season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba, coming at you twice a week, so go check that one out. And also for you PGA DFS players, the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast. This week, Jesse and I preview the 2021 U.S. Open. It's major week, folks, so go check out the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast as well. But you're here, 15 games for a Tuesday. Let's check out the totals on the slate. Pirates Nationals 8, Orioles Indians 9, Cubs Mets 8.5, Red Sox Braves 9, Reds Brewers 8.5, Tigers Royals 9, Rays White Sox 8.5, Rangers Astros 8.5, Marlins Cardinals 7.5, Padres Rockies 10.5, Angels A's 8.5, Twins Mariners 8.5, Phillies Dodgers 9. As you can tell, a lot of offense on tap for us once again. So let's kick it off with the pitchers on this slate, and it's pretty ugly. You got Trevor Rogers, the highest priced pitcher on the slate at $10,000. And Trevor's been outstanding this season. You know, he's put up a nice 28.8 point performance against Colorado his last time out. He's gone six or more innings in three straight starts, two earned runs in each start, five or more Ks in each start. He puts up a really solid floor. We've seen 30 points high. It's usually like a 15 to 22 ish area. And these days that's pretty darn good. You're going to be happy with that. And you got this Cardinals team versus left-handed pitching, striking out 32% of the time over the last 3 weeks versus left-handed pitching, hitting 229, but they also have a 219 ISO. So they got some pop, but a lot of swing and miss versus left-handed pitching. Rogers is a great play at 10,000. He's one of the better payoff spots, like pretty much the top payoff spot probably on this slate. I'm going to pass on Julio Urias. I always get him wrong. If you want to go there at 96, you can. He's just some days he goes deep, some days he doesn't. It's really tricky. I'd rather pay 400 more for Trevor Rogers. Or I'll save some more cash, go to Mike Minor at $9,200 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Myers put up a beauty against Oakland his last time out. He's gone seven innings and back-to-back starts. He's gone six or more in five of his last six starts. He's been absolutely outstanding, and the strikeouts are starting to show up in those six starts. He has seven or more Ks in five of six as well, and he's putting up basically 16 or more in five of six. He's put up 23 or more in four of six. He's been very, very effective. Now, he gets the Detroit Tigers team. He's playing much better. I'm not going to take that away from him. But they also are striking out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hit 216. They, too, like the Cardinals, 222 ISO. So lots of swing and miss. Not a ton of hits, but when they get hits, it's usually with power. So Minor at 92, Rogers at 10,000. Those be your pay-up spots on the slate. And I like Minor quite a bit. If you don't want to pay all the way up for Rogers, Mike Minor versus Detroit, you can go there. They're swinging it good, but don't mind him at 92. Taijuan Walker at 88 is a nice option as well. He's coming off an absolute gem against Baltimore. It's like he goes good, bad, good, bad, good. It's just that's the way his line's been looking these days. But he gets a Chicago Cubs team that might not have Javi Baez yet again. We saw Rizzo go deep on Monday. But as a whole, it's a team striking out 24.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the last 3 weeks, 223 average, but a 212 ISO, 98 WRC+. Plus. So got the power, got the strikeouts, similar trend we are seeing right now. So if you want to go with Walker at 88 and hope he doesn't walk guys, if he's not walking guys, he's usually quite effective. When he's walking guys, short outing, not going to help you out at all. So if he gets the job done without walking guys, Walker can be very, very effective. So $8,800 against the Cubs is in play for you tonight. Frankie Montas, $8,500 bucks against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, coming off a nice outing against the Kansas City. Struggled at Colorado. We kind of like let that one go. So if you move Colorado out of the way, 22 or more points in three straight starts. He's gone six or more in two of those three, four earned, three earned, two earned, but the strikeouts have been there, seven or more Ks in all three of those starts. That's what you want to see from Frankie Montas. So hopefully things are turning around. You got an Angels team striking out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 258 with a 171 ISO over the last 3 weeks. Their offense is getting better for sure. There's no Mike Trout, which is pretty wild. But Montas can still try to take advantage of them at Oco at 8,500. Zach Eflin at 84, nice pivot off of Montas. Eflin's been very effective, quality start machine. Sometimes the strikeouts are there, sometimes they aren't. That's the biggest difference with him. It's a Dodgers team striking about 22% of the time versus righties. Muncy's on the IL now. Maybe no belly bombs again. So they're going back to the bench players here. And that could be a big thing to help Eflin out as well. So if you want a super low-owned tournament play, Eflin can be your guy. Montas is in play as well. Or you could look at a Taiwan Walker for you too. Going down cheaper, if you want to go Andrew Heaney, you can. You guys know I always get him wrong. He's been damn good, though. 26-plus points in back-to-back starts, basically 16 or more in three straight. He's gone over six innings in back-to-back starts, 107 Ks against Kansas City and at the Giants. $8,100 at the Oakland Athletics. An ace team that's doing work right now. They've been doing work a lot lately. They're striking at 25% of the time versus lefties, hitting 242 with a 181 ISO and a 110 WRC+. I like the ace tonight, but if you want to be contrarian with Heaney, I don't blame you. It's one of those. If I like do 20 lineups, I'll probably have three or four Heaneys to go with probably three or four or five ace stacks. That's probably where things will stand when all the dust settles. But Heaney's that kind of guy. If he's on, he's going to put up a 25-plus point performance at $8,100. It's outstanding. If he's off, he's going to get shelled, and your A's are going to go absolutely bananas. There's rarely a middle ground with Andrew Heaney. It's either he just throws a 6-7-inning gym, or he gets shellacked, and he barely sees the third inning. So that's where we see Andrew Heaney. So I like him. If you want to use him in a tournament or you want to stack against him, both very much in play on this slate. Luis Castillo at 8,000. Looks like he's starting to figure it out. Back-to-back really decent starts. This last time out against Milwaukee, he's gone at least five innings in five straight starts. He's given up 300 or less in four of those five. He has five or more Ks in four of those five. He has 17 or more points in three of those five. So maybe he's slowly figuring it out. You get a Brewers team that's been pretty cold overall on offense, striking out 24% of the time versus righties at 219 average, 177 ISO. If you want to go Castillo, you can. I'd honestly rather have Andrew Heaney than Luis Castillo, but that's the kind of night we have. It's just bad pitching all over the board. TDC LLC asks, do you think the ban on foreign substances is having an effect on pitchers and the game in general? Yes, I do. It definitely is. To what extent, we're not sure, because the problem is the correlation since the quote-unquote ban was happening and the bad pitching slash better offense also is correlated to better hitting environments, better temperatures, better weather to hit in. So we need a bigger sample size, obviously. We're seeing like one, maybe two starts for a lot of these pitchers, but yes, it does have an impact. There's no doubt about it, and that's part of the reason they're trying to get rid of it, is to do that. We'll have a better idea just how much probably in another couple of weeks when we see like three or four starts total from each guy, but it definitely does have an impact. There's no hiding that at all, and we're seeing with some of the best guys that strike out a ton of guys that have a ton of movements on their off-speed pitches, especially like sliders and whatnot. It's having a big impact, so something to definitely monitor, and we'll keep talking about it. I know I talk about it in the Slack chat. I talk about it on my season-long Bench with Bubba show and other stuff. So we will bring it to Quick Hits when more quality information comes out for you. Sub-8K options. If you want to go Kyle Gibson, you can, but that's testing fire against a red-hot Houston offense. One of my favorite pitchers on the slate in the same game that we love Mike Minor in is Casey Mize. Loved him last time out, put up about 15 points. He's put up 15 or more points in one, two, three, in six straight starts. He's been outstanding, six or more innings in five of those six, three earned runs or less in every single one of those starts, six or more Ks in five straight starts. He's $7,100 at the Kansas City Royals, a Royals team you can definitely pick on. They're striking out 21% of the time versus righties, hitting 247 with a 137 ISO. Love Casey Mize at 71. Very, very good price tag. I think his production level is similar to a lot of guys on this slate. So you can exploit this for sure at $7,100. Other than that, though, you can look at Sammy Long if you want to get frisky, but I don't really want to go below Casey Mize. Pitching's that bad. Like, I really like Trevor Rogers up top, but Mike Minor's probably my favorite play if you're spending up. Both really good options, but I think they're very similar. And I'll take Minor over Rogers if I can. Both good plays, both in play. And then below them, you have Taiwan Walker, Frankie Montas, Zach Eflin, Andrew Heaney. If you got to rank those guys and Castillo, so you got those five. Give me Walker, Heaney, Montas, Eflin, Castillo. That's where I'd have those five guys, and then give me some Casey Mize. Like, in reality, I love to do just Mike Minor and Casey Mize. That would be my two guys if I could. They're in the same game, so that kind of sucks. But those are my top two pitchers on the slate. Just thinks they're in the same ball game. But you can make it work. If you want to go that weird route, you can definitely make it work. With all that being said, with pitching being that bad, going to have a lot of offense, folks. So let's get to it here. Catcher's position for you. Salvi Perez, not against Casey Mize, folks. I like him that much. But you can go cheaper on this slate. Save some money. If you want to go Yan Gomes or Tyler Anderson, you can. Let's save some more money, though. Let's go deeper. Buster Posey's $4,800. You get Corbin Martin, bringing him up from AAA. After Martin, you have one of the worst bullpens in all of baseball. So the Giants are very much in play again on Tuesday night. Posey was off on Monday. He'll be back in the lineup on Tuesday. Give him a whirl at $4,800 if you want to spend up at the position. If you want to go cheaper, though, you got like Tyler Stevenson at 44 versus Cincinnati. Usually hits cleanup against lefties. Cincinnati stack, one of my favorites on the slate yet again. You got Sean Murphy versus Heaney. Murphy had a monster game on Monday. He went deep plus other production. He's 43. If you are fading Heaney, that's a really good look for you, too. And then William Contreras. Erod has been dreadful. So the Atlanta Braves are very, very live in this one. William Contreras at 42 if you prefer to go there. He's kind of slowed down from his red-hot start, but still a good piece of a Braves stack that's not breaking the bank for you. Going below 4K, though, Carson Kelly, if you're not using Sammy Long, he's 36. Kelly went deep on Monday. He's live again. I'll keep going back to Max Stassi. He's 3,500. Prefer him versus lefty than righty, but still $3,500. Nice look there for Stass. A few other ones if you want to save some cash. I'm not going against Darvish. Just not doing it. But go below 3K. You got like Ryan Jeffers versus Chris Flexen's outstanding. The Minnesota Twins is a great play tonight because Flexen's bad. So Ryan Jeffers at 27 is a really good value on this slate as well. And you'll get some other like Jake Rogers versus Minor at 23. If you're not using Minor, that's fine. Reese McGuire's 22 versus Montgomery if you need to go there. But I really don't like much below Jeffers if I don't need to. First base position on this slate, you got Matty Olson having a quiet night on Monday, but could bounce back in a heartbeat. That's what he does. He'll have a bunch of down nights, then he just goes bananas. So keep that in mind. They got A to the Rizzo. He went deep on Monday. But you got Vladito, fifth highest price first baseman, went deep again. He's 57. Really good price point. The Padres, I wasn't all over them on Monday because Gomber, I respect him enough. Well, we're all over him on Tuesday because Chichi Gonzalez takes the bump. And the Padres should be chalky and for very, very good reason. So Jake Cronenworth, first base, second base at 56 is a great pay-up spot. So is Eric Hosmer at 54. The Padres are very expensive. Good thing is, not a lot of expensive pitching tonight, folks. Like, you could legit go Casey Mize and one of the cheapies and make it work for you. No problem at all on that one. So looking at a few other options for you on this slate, you have like Shohei Ohtani versus Montas if you so choose. But going down a little cheaper for you, Gurriel at 49 could be good. You prefer him versus lefty, but that Houston offense is so good. So if you're stacking Houston up, look at some Yuli Gurriel. James McCann, I prefer not to use him, but it is Alec Mills if you need to. But Brandon Belt's 46. He's come back. He had a couple nice at-bats on Monday. I know one was an RBI double, so you can look at Brandon Belt at 46. Joey Votto went deep on Monday, another guy to take a peek at for you. Other than that, though, you can look at value. Lamonte Wade's playing great. He's leading off. 4K seems steep, but if you're stacking the Giants, he's first base outfield eligible. So give him a peek. Bobby Bradley's 4K as well. If you're looking at Cleveland, those are two pretty solid options for you. I like stacking Miami versus Kim coming off the IL. Then you get a lot of a St. Louis bullpen, which makes stacking more difficult. But if you think they can get to Kim and have some fun, Aguilar's 3,900. If you're fading Luis Castillo, Vogelbach went deep on Monday. He's only 38 on Tuesday. So that's a very good price point in the fade train. A few cheaper options for you here. Yandy Diaz at 31. If you're fading Dallas Keuchel, not usually the best fade in the world, but you can look there at 31. Not much, though, when it comes to cheapies. Like Phillip Evans is there. Bobby Dalbec, if you're going super cheap. I like Tucker Davidson. I forgot to mention him, actually. He's 76 on DK. He's a GPP cheapie if you need him. Like real cheapy. No DH for Boston helps quite a bit. But if you're not using Tucker Davidson, Bobby Dalbec at 2,000 is definitely a guy you can take a peek at. Second base position for you on this 15-game slate. I mentioned Cronenworth at 56. He's live. If you are fading Kyle Gibson, Jose Altuve is 55. Houston's still super. Well, they do have some value. I won't say they're super expensive. Their big dogs are super expensive. We'll get to some of their value later. But Altuve at 55. He's hitting everything, even with power. So if you're stacking Houston, you definitely want Altuve in that lineup. Marcus Semien, 5,200 versus Montgomery. Montgomery's pitched well, but that Toronto offense, man, I'm not getting in the way of it. So if you want to stack him up at home in Buffalo, zero problem with that at all. I really like Jorge Polanco at 5K. I like, again, like I said, I like Minnesota tonight. I also like Cleveland tonight. So Cesar Hernandez at 49, good look for you versus Harvey. Also, Jonathan India, big night. Big night. 22 fantasy point night for you. So keep him in mind. He went 3-for-4, the double, stole the bag. He gets double-digit points in 2 of 3 games. Probably leading off once again for Cincinnati versus Anderson. He's 4,700. Really good look for you there. A few other cheapies. You probably have Chad Pender starting versus Heaney at 42. He could be a cheaper play, but you know, one of the better cheap plays on this slate at second base, Ozzie Albies is only $3,900 versus Erod. That's a really, really good look. Albies hits lefties very, very well. You're getting a sub-K for Ozzie Albies, who's been hitting cleanup a lot lately, in an offense that's projected to have some fun tonight. So Ozzie Albies at 39 is very, very, very nice. Cheaper plays than that, you will have guys like Donovan Solano potentially in the Giants lineup. He played, I think he's hitting cleanup on Monday. So that'd be a sneaky value. Christian Arroyo, if you're not using Tucker Davidson, he's 3,100 as a value play. Brendan Rodgers did not play, but we don't talk about that anymore. Tony Kemp is 29, is hitting second. He could be some nice damage versus Heaney as well if you're on the fade Heaney train. And then Dylan Moore at 26, going up against J.A. Happ. Moore came off the IL over the weekend. Still extremely cheap. He's got that power speed upside. He also has over 4 upside, but he's super, super cheap. So try to take advantage of it while you can. Third base, you got J-Ram at 6K. It's expensive, but damn, going up against Matt Harvey. He had a nice game on Monday, RBI double, a couple other knocks. So 6K, definitely able to pay that price tag off. You got Bregman at 58. Don't mind that at all. Machado and Coors is obviously a very solid play as well. So some good options above 5,500. There's like 12 guys over 5K at third base, loaded position. But the top of the top, J-Ram, Bregman, Machado, all very, very strong. But if you want to save a little bit of money, at 53 is Matt Chapman. He's had a huge weekend. He's picked it up on money at an RBI double on Monday. He's putting up big numbers yet again. So you can look at Chapman at 53 to save a couple bucks. No problem there. You got Ryan McMahon. If you want to be contrarian versus Darvish at 51, you can. Coors is Coors, and Darvish has struggled in Coors. So if you want to roll those dice, you're more than welcome to. I'd rather take Chapman for 200 more or go higher or save some cash and look at a guy like Eugenio Suarez at 47 versus a lefty and Brett Anderson. I think that's a great play if you want to save some money. And two other great plays. This is why you might not need to pay up. You have Suarez at 47. You have Brian Hayes at 46 versus the gas can known as Patrick Corbin. So that's a great one. And then you have Austin Riley. If you're stacking up Atlanta versus Erod at 45, Erod's been very, very bad. So Suarez, Hayes, Riley, 47, 46, 45, all very, very solid if you want to save a few bucks at third base. If you want to save even more dollars, though, you got Johnny Villar at 4K leading off for the Mets versus Alec Mills. Not a bad leadoff spot there. Luis Urias swinging it really well. So if you're fading Luis Castillo, Urias is at 37 and can bring you some nice upside. You got Josh Fuentes and Coors at 33. I'd rather not, but it's not the end of the world there. Other than that, though, value-wise, not a ton. You're going to want to pay up. Like Alec Baum's 26. You got Mikel Franco's 24. I'd rather have Franco over Baum, be honest with you there. So if you're stacking up Baltimore, which you definitely can, Franco's a good value. But that 45 to 47 range we talked about, maybe some VR at 4K, that's kind of where you want to end up at third base if you don't buy one of the big, big dogs up top. All right, shortstop position. You got Tatis at 64 and Coors against Chichi. Not going to tell you no. It's expensive as all hell. Not going to tell you no. That's for darn sure. Yeah, Bobichette at 57 is outstanding. That's a great look. But I Tatis, $700 more than Bichette. That's a very expensive price tag, but it's a very good play. But give me Bichette at 57. I like that. You can save some cash. So I mentioned Jorge Polanco at second. He's second base shortstop. He's 5K. He's in play. You got Correa if you're fading Gibson as well. But Gavin Lux is only 43 versus Eflin. Eflin's been good, though. So I'm not all in on the Dodgers like I usually am. I'd almost rather have the switch hitting Jazz Chisholm at 42 versus Kim. But in reality, I say it every night. I go through the list. I'm like, oh, wait, here's your play. And he went deep on Monday. He hit cleanup for the Giants yet again. Brandon Crawford's only $4,100 against Corbin Martin and then the Arizona bullpen. It's like they just keep mispricing this guy's 15th home run of the year. He's $4,100 hitting cleanup on one of the hottest, the best team in baseball, at least in the National League. Beecraw at 41 is great. Don't mind Francisco Lindor either at 4K, but just give me Beecraw at 41. That's a just great, great price tag. If you are stacking Cleveland, though, I mentioned Hernandez at second. Amed Rosario is only $3,900 versus Harvey. Very, very much in play. J.P. Crawford against J.A. Happ at 37 is a nice value. They're all decent looks. I'd rather have Crawford if you need to stack or save a couple extra dollars. I get it. Just Crawford's in a phenomenal spot at $4,100. All right, 15-game slate. Outfield position. Going to miss a few guys. But like Winker, if you're stacking Cincinnati, sure. You got Juan Soto versus Anderson at 6K. Don't mind that as well. A few other guys, though. Tommy Pham's and Coors at 54. That's a really good look. Randy Rosarena had a nice game on Monday yet again. He's 51 versus Keuchel, so you can go there. Castellanos, love him again at 49 versus a lefty. You give me Casty versus a lefty, especially in the environment the Reds are going to be in, at $4,900. I love Casty. I'll play him over Winker on a slate like this. I'll save the money. You save $1,400. You can play them together in a stack. Don't get me wrong, but you can save $1,400 if you have to pick between one of the two. I'll take Casty in that matchup. Pretty good stuff there. You got Mark Canha at 48. If you're fading Heaney, that's a very good price tag. Will Myers and Coors at 46. Ian Happ's not bad if you're fading Tyron Walker at 45. Just not in love with it. I do like Trent Grisham quite a bit at 44. He's back from the IL. He's hitting second on Monday night. He gets Chichi Gonzalez at 44. Really good price tag there. Jordan Alvarez heating up in a big way. He's 44 versus Gibson. I mentioned the big, big dogs on Houston are expensive. You can save some cash. It starts with Jordan. There's much more to come here. But Jordan at 44 is one that I like. And then Starling Marte, I say it every show. He's even cheaper tonight than he was on Monday night. $4,200 for Starling Marte versus Kim is just stupid. So just keep playing Starling Marte. He's the player of the week. I don't mind a Miami stack. If you want to use Miami stack, go for it. But at the same time, you could play Starling Marte as a one-off in a cash, whatever. Really good player. Dom Smith, $4,100. He went deep on Monday, so he's in the ice play versus Alec Mills. You got Kyle Schwarber versus a lefty. Not sure I'm running to play that, but you can if you need to. Avisel Garcia, if you're fading Luis Castillo, yes, you can go there. That's in play. Alex Kirilloff went deep on Monday. Maybe he's waking up. He's only $3,900 versus Flexen, like Minnesota a lot versus Flexen. So Kirilloff at 39 could be a very nice value. Outfield, as usual, you can find value compared to some other positions. If you're fading the lefty Montgomery, Grichuk's only $3,800. But another Houston value, Kyle Tucker went deep on Sunday. He's only 38 versus Kyle Gibson. So nice price tag there for Kyle Tucker. Michael Brantley's only 37, and he's hitting everything since he came back from the IL. So again, Houston, you got some cheapies here if you need them. Adam Duvall, if you are fading Kim, he's 36. That's a really good price tag in a tournament for Adam Duvall. I've always mentioned Robbie Grossman. He went deep again on Monday. He's 36. He's a great one-off. If you're not wanting to stack against Minor, I get that. Lourdes Gurriel is only 35 for some cheap Toronto Blue Jays action. You can go that direction. Cedric Mullins, though, another guy, similar to Starling Marte. Cedric's only 3,400. Like, he put up 15 points for you. From tonight, because he walked and stole two bags in his last at bat. It's got you 15 points. The dude is an absolute machine. He's $3,400. He's another guy. He's kind of plugging in cash. You play elsewhere. Really good look for him there. Steven Duggar's 33 if he cracks the lineup. He was off on Monday. Should be back in, I'd imagine. Got Margot versus a lefty, Reynolds versus a lefty. Reynolds at 32 I like quite a bit versus Patrick Corbin. Miguel Andujar is only 32 versus Hyunjin Ryu in a tournament. That's in play for you. Jorge Soler, I'm not fading care, but Trevor Larnach at 31. Nice look for Larnach versus Flexen. Another cheap piece of the Minnesota stack if you want to go that direction. Another than that, you go below 3K. You got Harold Ramirez, only 29 versus Harvey. Good look. Mentioned Tony Kemp at 29 versus Heaney. He's in play for you. Talkman was playing on Monday. He's 28 if he cracks the lineup again on Tuesday. Other than that, though, you're going to get some values here. I mentioned Dylan Moore at 26. Risto Tucchino got activated Monday from Cincinnati. He went deep. He's 2,500. If you want a super GPP play in your Cincinnati stack, super cheap if you want to go that direction. And where's the dude I'm looking for? You guys should know. But Edward Olivares got called up. He's 24 versus Mize. Not really stacking against Mize, but that's a big value. DJ Stewart's only $2,300. That's the one we're going for. Super cheap yet again. All right, recapping the pitching real quick for you on this evening. Trevor Rogers, 10K, is a very solid play, but I like Mike Minor more at 92. But those would be my two pay-up spots. We got five guys in the 8K range. Walker's 88, Montas 85, Eflin 84, Heaney 81, Castillo 8,000. I rank them Walker, Heaney, Eflin, Montas, Castillo. That's how I have those ones ranked. And then you can go Tucker Davidson if you want at 74, but I love Casey Mize at 71. My top two pitchers, Mike Minor, Casey Mize. Those are the dudes I absolutely love when it comes to pitching on the slate. For stacks, Pittsburgh is a sneaky value stack against Patrick Corbin because Corbin, not good. Yankees, Toronto, you can go either way. I like the pitching, but it is Buffalo. Very good offense. Prefer the Toronto side, of course. Both intriguing plays. Baltimore, Cleveland, love both sides. I want the Cleveland side versus Harvey, but always love my value Baltimore, especially against a pitcher like Quantrill. So Cleveland, very, very much in play. You could come back with Baltimore if you want. Atlanta versus Erod, very good stack. You can definitely do that. One of my favorite stacks tonight is Cincinnati versus Milwaukee. Loved them on Monday. I've loved them a lot lately. We'll go back to them on Tuesday against Brett Anderson. So Milwaukee or Cincinnati, very much in play for you. Houston versus Kyle Gibson, ride the hot bats. You can go there. Miami, what if you want to be contrarian versus Kim? But Coors Field, San Diego, great spot. Can't argue that one. Can't even try to be contrarian. Oakland versus Heaney, if you want to do it, I get it. But I also respect Heaney. Love the Giants again tonight. And then Minnesota versus Seattle. Big fan of that. We've got some more West Coast late night hammers to come down on this one on your 15 game slate. So again, if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BD Endrick. Check out the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It is free. Just let me know. I'll get you up in there. Give MLB DFS Quick Hits a rating and review on iTunes. I truly appreciate it. Also for your season long fantasy baseball players, the Benched with Bubba podcast. We'll take care of all your good stuff there twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday night, Benched with Bubba, Bubba and the Bat Flip. So come check us out there. Also, if you like PGA DFS, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast, myself and Jesse previewed the 2021 U.S. Open. So come get your goodies there. For my written DFS content, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article at rotoballer.com. Become a premium member using promo code Bubba to get an extra discount on the rest of the baseball season. Get you season long and DFS. And also Tuesdays and Thursdays, the free DraftKings article at Rotoballer. So you'll see all that good stuff as well. But for now, good luck on your Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys on a nice Wednesday slate. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 15th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.